This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned after 16 months on the job and immense pressure from the White House and public over the situation along the U.S. southern border. While she did not say exactly why she's quitting, Nielsen wrote she hopes the next secretary will have the support of Congress and the courts in fixing the laws which have impeded the ability to fully secure America's borders and which have contributed to discord in the nation's discourse. She said the country and the men and women of DHS deserve to have all of the tools and resources they need to execute the mission entrusted to them. The United Nations has issued an urgent appeal for a two-hour truce in the suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and those wounded as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. Libya's UN-backed Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj has called the action by Haftar an attempted coup. We get more from Edward Uranian reporting for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar defending their positions around Tripoli's international airport south of the city. Arab media reported the airport, closed since 2014, remained under Haftar's control, but opposing Libyan forces are trying to recapture it. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Mismari, told Arab media that Libyan National Army Air Force planes launched four raids near the airport.
Edward Uranian reporting for VOA. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is asking for a recount of votes in Istanbul after the ruling party lost last week's mayoral election. And humiliating setback for Erdogan, the opposition.